from KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is Countdown 2024.
Charles Feldman and Margaret Carrero.
And it is Mike Simpson who is here with me today in for Margaret. You've been keeping busy, Mike.
Yeah, it's like getting the band back together, you and me.
13 days away until election. Coming up on today's show, you know how debates have closing arguments in which both sides make their final pitches. Well, we are doing that right here. We will talk to a local Democratic congressman about why Vice President Harris should be the next president. And then we will go and hear from a Republican about why former President Trump should have the job again. But first, this.
Vice President Harris responding to former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly's recent remarks that former President Trump fits a fascist definition. She said Trump's increasingly unhinged, unstable, wants unchecked power. Kelly made those fascist remarks in a New York Times interview, also talked to The Atlantic, and said Trump wanted his military to be like Hitler's generals in terms of the loyalty. Trump's campaign says Kelly's comments are fabricated and calls them debunked stories.
Microsoft says in a new report that hackers from Iran, they're gearing up for a potentially major influence operation ahead of the election. Now, this would run parallel to increased election interference efforts from China and Russia. This Iranian group is the same outfit, by the way, linked to efforts to influence the 2020 election when it posed as the far-right Proud Boys group and then sent threatening emails to voters.
And being a campaign reporter can get dangerous sometimes. Ryan Gamboa, TV reporter in Kansas City, covering a campaign event for Missouri's Democratic Senate candidate at a shooting range yesterday. Candidate was firing off an AR-15 when a metal fragment hit Gamboa. He was treated at the hospital for a minor injury.
Are you one of those people, Mike, that's kind of biting your nails about Election Day?
Well, you're either excited or dreading it, right?
Yeah,
it's either,
right.
It's a 2 a.m. in the morning stomach ache, but you don't know which way it is.
I compared it to waiting for a root canal appointment. So Harris or Trump, who do you want? Perhaps you're undecided. And if you are, well, maybe these closing pitches will help you make up your mind. So let's start on the left. With us now and back on our Countdown 2024 show is Long Beach Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia. He's gone from Long Beach mayor to congressman to now the Harris Walls campaign co-chair. Okay, co-chair, make a quick closing argument on why people who are undecided should vote for your candidate.
Well, thanks. Happy to be on. I mean, look, I think what the closing debate's really about is a contrast between two people, very, very different folks with different approaches. You have Donald Trump, who is particularly in the last couple of weeks, more has been revealed about just his disrespect for the Constitution and the country. When you have his former chief of staff, his former head of the military, over 200 Republican and conservative military leaders all saying that Donald Trump is unfit to be president, I think the public and the country should listen to that as they're making their decision. This is someone that in the last particularly few weeks has become more unhinged, says bizarre things at rallies. I think contrasting that to a vice president who is reaching out to the whole country, wants to lower the cost of health care, wants to ensure that people have freedom, and actually believes in a woman's right to make reproductive choices about her own body. So I think there is a real contrast here. And I, unfortunately, along with I think a lot of folks, believe that Donald Trump is just would take us backwards and, quite frankly, is a danger to our democracy.
Does he fit a fascist definition? Is Donald Trump a fascist?
100%. I mean, he wants to be a dictator in day one, his own words. He leans into extolling authoritarian figures like Kim Jong-un and leaders in China, leaders in Russia, Putin, the way he's cozied up to Putin. I mean, he's someone that cozies up to our enemies, to people that have always been in competition with. The fact that you can say good things about Vladimir Putin, who we know has been a danger to our country for decades now, is quite shameful. And his worldview, I think, is one that is very different than one that would unite this country moving forward.
All right, we're talking with Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia, who is also the co-chair of the Harris Walls campaign. But let me ask you this, Congressman, because when you lay out the case you just did, it would sound as if it would be obvious who someone should vote for. And yet, as you know...
Why is it so close?
Yeah, it's a really close case race, if you believe the polls anyway. And there are still people who, as of today, say, oh, we don't know. We haven't decided yet. So if it's that clear cut, why do we have that situation, do you think?
I mean, look, I think there's a lot of misinformation out there, and that's okay. It's a closely divided country, and that's okay too. I think that if a kind of traditional Republican was running in this race who wasn't a direct threat to democracy, I think this would be less contentious of an election. I think that people are in this is an era of disinformation, and people, unfortunately, I think are getting their news, and there's a lot of lying. Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, is the single biggest liar and fabricator in the history of modern American politics. And that's been proven by every single major news organization in the country. He lies constantly and tells people what they want to hear versus the truth. One topic, for example, is the border. We know that right now, this is a fact, border crossings are at historic lows. We know that when border crossings started going up, it was during Donald Trump's presidency, by the way, this last year when he was president. And when border crossings were too high during the Biden administration, President Biden and Kamala Harris put together an actual bipartisan border plan to lower crossings, to support more Border Patrol agents, support of the most conservative members of the U.S. Senate. What does Donald Trump do? He kills that border deal because he does not want the problem to actually get solved. He does not want Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to get credit. And so even on issues like immigration, where the facts are out there for anyone to Google, and I encourage people to Google them, it is Donald Trump that continues to lie and distort the truth.
Lots being made of voters you still need, voters you don't have. I guess to put it in a simple phrase, why can't you get young men?
Well, first, I think that Kamala Harris is doing well with every group. As far as young men is concerned, she's out there ensuring that people know what her plans are for the economy, what their plans are for ensuring that people's prices come down at the kitchen table. And the reality is that there's a lot of groups out there that she's had to introduce herself in the last couple of months. She's a new candidate. It's been literally a few months since she's been a candidate for president. And she continues to put out plans like yesterday. She put out a new economic plan for men yesterday. She continues to do so. Centered around the trades, making sure there's more access to first-time homeownership, make sure there's access to starting a small business. And the reality, what I would also say to all the other young men out there and other men out there, myself included, is this election should not just be about us and about what we want and about a world that oftentimes has been sometimes easier for us to navigate. This is an election where we should be thinking about our moms, our sisters, our aunts and our grandmothers. Do they have access to choices about their body? Do they have access to affordable health care? Do they have access to low cost of insulin? That's the question.
But let me ask you this. As you know, when Biden was still in the race, he was making this a contest that if Trump won, it was going to be the end of the world that we know. Then when Harris took over the campaign, she downplayed that. And she went on this sort of joy parade around the country saying that, I'm the candidate of joy. Now she's back, more or less, to what Joe Biden's argument was when he was running for re-election, that this is about democracy. Did she make the right choice now, or did she make the right choice then? Which was the right choice to make?
I think she continues to do both. I mean, I think that she has always made a contrast in the campaign between her and Donald Trump.
But Congressman, isn't it a confusing message, though? And maybe that's the reason why some people are undecided, because either you're the candidate of joy or you're the candidate of impending dread.
The candidate of impending dread is Donald Trump. I mean, to be clear, Kamala Harris has always been a campaigner that's joyful and that's positive and that's about the future of the country. Always. She was that on day one. She continues to be that person today. But I think it's also important, as she has throughout this whole campaign, to contrast her vision of lower costs, lower health care, and supporting average families versus Donald Trump, who basically wants to give tax cuts to the ultra-rich, to build his billionaire friends, and can't actually ever tell the truth. And quite frankly, as you've probably noted, look at the last couple months. Kamala Harris has taken every interview, all the traditional media, out there talking to folks. Donald Trump pulls out of a 60 Minutes interview, won't do direct news interviews, just goes straight to conservative media because he can't take questions. He wouldn't even debate Kamala Harris for a second time because he's weak and he knows that he can't stand up to her. He wouldn't even look at her at the first debate, if you remember. And so, unfortunately, Donald Trump knows she's a strong woman and she's, quite frankly, a lot stronger than he is. And that worries him. That's why he's retreated. That's why he's become more bizarre. I think I am heartened by where the early vote is starting to come in swing states. It's going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Still a close election.
Yeah.
But I think Kamala Harris is going to win this election.
All right. That is Long Beach Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia. As we mentioned, he is also the Harris-Walz campaign chair. But we are not finished yet.
Yep. We got the Harris side. Now, when we come back on Countdown 2024, the Trump side, just a few minutes away.
This is Countdown 2024
on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, it's a Wednesday. Here we are on Countdown 2024. Along with Charles Feldman, I'm Mike Simpson in for Margaret Carrero. Back to our closing arguments for Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, with the election now just 13 days away. You just heard from Long Beach Democratic Congressman Robert Garcia, who's the Harris-Walz campaign co-chair.
So now let's move right and hear why Donald Trump should be president.
Yeah.
Like that? I made a gesture. Yeah. Why Donald Trump should be president rather than Kamala Harris. Brian Darling is a longtime Republican strategist and founder of the conservative public relations firm Liberty Government Affairs. He is also a former aide to Kentucky Senator Rand Paul. So, Brian, thanks for being with us. And is your candidate of choice, Donald Trump, a fascist? Because his former chief of staff says, yes, he is.
Well, I don't believe that to be true. I know that, you know, that's the talk now. It's the October surprise, all these things coming out at the end. But I think ultimately the American people care about the economy. They care about how they feel about whether they can go to the grocery store and afford groceries, when they can afford to fill up their gas tank. The economy is a big issue. Obviously, there are a number of other issues that are very important, too. But I think the American people are going to look and go to the ballot box. And if they feel good about the way the economy is going, the way America is going, they're going to probably vote for Kamala Harris. But if they are a little bit angry at Washington and don't think Washington's acting in their best interest, I think Donald Trump's going to get another shot.
Did it at least give you pause, though, or should it give people pause when somebody like John Kelly says these kind of things? I mean, this is a guy of stature. And, you know, these generals, they don't love to get the press and speak out all the time. When they do something like this, it's probably for a reason.
No, I it gives me pause. I mean, it's not something I would say that I have reservations about Donald Trump, but I have more reservations about Vice President Harris and the direction of the Biden administration on so many issues. I mean, the weakness in foreign policy is a big issue. The fact that the Inflation Reduction Act did nothing to reduce inflation. You have just issue by issue you can go. And I think the American people are going to make that wait. And they're going to look at Donald Trump and say, look, we don't agree with a lot of the things he says. And some of them give us heartburn. But ultimately, we think he'd do a better job than Vice President Harris.
Well, Brian, I am kind of curious. Are there some things that Donald Trump has said or is saying now that you really just find appalling? Or do you agree with everything pretty much that he said?
No, I find a lot of things that he says appalling.
All right, like what? Like what?
I mean, I think that if it's true, the comments that we heard about Hitler, I think, are concerning. I don't like what former president did on January 6th. I mean, I think most Republicans have a lot of heartburn about those issues, but they're, you know, it's a weighing of interest. It's what do you think, which person is going to do a better job for you? Which person is going to look out for your interests when they're president? And look, you know, a lot of these things are concerning, but they don't, in the big picture, they don't matter all that much. I mean,
wait a minute. So you're saying that
the Hitler heartburn doesn't matter all that much?
You're worried a little bit about the Hitler complex, but it's not that big a thing in the greater scheme of things?
Look, he was president for 4 years. He did a pretty good job when he was president. He kept taxes low. He kept regulations low. The economy was doing well. I mean, he's already been in office for 4 years. He's somebody who we know can handle the job. And, you know, I'm not somebody who's going to be a cheerleader for Donald Trump, but I'm going to vote for him because I think he's much better than Kamala Harris.
Is it one of those then, like, ultimate, it's the economy, stupid, hold my nose and go vote things, which isn't the greatest argument, but, I mean, people do that. That if that's what they want, that's what they're going to do.
I mean, guess so. But also, you know, ultimately, if you're just an average voter, you're looking at what's best for me, like what's going to make the economy better for me, who's going to handle inflation better, make the economy better, create jobs. Those are issues that matter. I mean, they matter a lot to the American people. And you get a lot of these headline grabbing issues where the former president says crazy stuff. But that doesn't matter as much as what he's going to do in office and whether he's going to make your life better.
Brian, can I ask you a question that I want you to give me a really, really honest answer to, okay? Would you feel better? Would you feel more comfortable Would you be more enthusiastic come Election Day if you had a Republican candidate that you liked ideologically, but someone who was just not Donald Trump? Be honest.
The fact of the matter is that's a great hypothetical.
But I'm asking you to answer the hypothetical question. Would you?
If it was my former boss, Rand Paul, I'd be very happy. It was a number of Republicans that would be better. I'm sure Democrats would say there were a lot of much better candidates than Kamala Harris. She's run a pretty terrible campaign after her rollout, and she's having a tough time doing interviews. She's very scripted, and I don't think that most Democrats look at the way she's handled after the honeymoon, the post-honeymoon period, her campaign, and can say that she's doing a very good job.
Brian, are there any undecideds left? We had, Congressman Robert Garcia on before you, and he said, we got to get to these undecideds. Is it really that, or is this just a turnout campaign now with 13 more days?
I think there are some undecideds. I think there are probably a lot of double haters out there that don't like either candidate, and they're trying to figure out which candidate they're gonna vote for in the end. I mean, the polling indicates in the states that really matter, in Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada, it's close. It's going to come down to a handful of votes in all of those states. So it could be just a couple hundred thousand votes spread out over that state, those states that decide the election. And those are the undecideds. It may be a very, very low percentage, but it's a very important percentage because they could very well determine the election.
Do you think, Brian, that we are going to have a repeat of Bush-Gore, that this is going to be so close that it's going to end up going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court?
If the polling is to be believed, it is going to be very close. I mean, I remember, that back in 2000 when we had it go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, and I'm hoping that doesn't happen again. I'm hoping that it's actually decided by voters and all the votes are counted and everybody in the end can say that it was a fair election. But as we've seen in the last couple elections, that's not necessarily the case. But, maybe it won't be that close. I mean, we have seen in the past two elections of polling being quite a bit off. So you never really know. I think that it's likely that either Harris or Trump could actually win this by a significant enough amount that it won't matter all that much. And you'll have, they'll call it a landslide because it'll be a significant amount of electoral votes, but it won't be that many votes in total.
See, that's the less of a heartburn approach.
Yes.
Then somebody actually wins the thing.
Yeah.
All right. Republican strategist Brian Darling, thanks so much.
Are you getting ready for your taxes yet?
No.
Well, you may want to, because
if tomorrow doesn't go well, we're getting audited.
Exactly. So we've got to be really careful, because on tomorrow's Countdown 2024, we will be talking to the head, the very top of the IRS, about the two different tax policies proposed by Harris and Trump. But are the two candidates really that far apart on this issue, so important to millions of Americans? We will try to find out.